Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Mariah Lopez, and I'll be talking about the health and wellness of the body. I have a few topics that I wanted to talk about, and I don't really know too much about health and wellness, but I'm going to talk about my basic knowledge. So the first thing I want to talk about is how I like to keep healthy and happy at the same time. So whenever I eat, I like to eat things that still have flavor to them, which sugars and seasonings, they could do some type of damage to your body, but it's possible to keep track of how much you're eating of that. So let's say, for instance, your breakfast. It's better to eat, let's say, some eggs and bacon and stuff compared to eating chips and stuff like that that are processed. When you eat processed foods, it can cause damage to your body compared to home-cooked meals. Another thing I wanted to talk about was my journey on gaining weight. So for about 2 years, I had been trying to gain weight. And the things that I've learned are that I have to intake more calories, more carbs, and more protein, which all of that turns into sugar, which I can either turn into muscle or turn into fat. One thing that I like to drink is Ensure Plus, and that has 350 calories and 35 grams of protein, which drinking about 3 of those a day will help me gain weight. And it'll help me gain weight about 10 pounds per month. And so far, I've only gained 5 pounds. But those aren't that pretty cheap, but you can find different alternatives. And another thing I like to eat is eggs and lots of meat because it has lots of protein, which turns into you can turn into muscle or fat. Also, drinking a lot of water will help with weight gain and weight loss because water, it filters your body, and whether you're trying to gain weight or lose weight, you still need water to filter out your body. Everything that you eat will have some type of toxin or something that will do bad to your body. So drinking water helps a lot with that. I know a lot of people that have high blood pressure and low blood pressure. For instance, if you have low blood pressure, it is good to intake more sodium. Now, if you have high blood pressure, it's better to keep the sodium levels down. So that means limiting the amount of sodium or salt that you put into your food, eating less red meat, eating more white meat and stuff like that. There are different medications that you can take for your blood pressure, but I like to turn to what I eat instead of medication because medications can do that to your body also. Another thing I wanted to talk about was everyone's body is different, so don't try to force things to make your appearance look a certain way or, you know, everyone's body is different. A lot of it has to do with genetics. The main result does come from genetics. A lot of women nowadays do want curvaceous bodies, and it's possible with, you know, gaining weight and lifting and all of that in your gym, but at the end of the day, it still all has to do with your genetics. So, for instance, if your mother or grandmother didn't really have, you know, big curves in when they were younger, you're most likely not going to get that unless you really work hard for it, and even then, it might not even come. Another thing is also the things that you eat can result in acne. For instance, if you eat a lot of sugary foods and don't filter out your body with water or like water with fruits and lemon in it, it can cause acne because acne is a way that your body releases toxins. So the more toxins you have, the more your body needs to release it, so the more acne you get. One thing I've learned is drinking less milk and eating less sugary and processed foods does help with my acne. And also, you know, just drinking more water. For women, there are things that you can eat to help with pH balancing. And the pH, it's basically the acidity levels in your body that come out. And one thing that helps with that, that's very helpful to ingest, is apple cider vinegar because of the acidity levels. And one thing I like to do is I like to pour apple cider vinegar and melted coconut oil into a bathtub with no soaps or anything. And I will sit there for about 10 minutes, and that will help filter out your body and your skin and your pores. Because coconut oil is very healthy, and it has lots of healthy fatty acids, and it does help with flushing out toxins in your body, whether you eat it, put it in drinks, or just naturally put it on your skin or anything. Also, yogurt has a lot to do with filtering your body because of the bacteria. Your body will have good and bad bacteria, so your body does need that good bacteria. The good bacteria will eliminate the bad. So eating yogurt has live bacteria in it, which is good, so it helps with eliminating the bad. Also, eating fruits and vegetables, it has a lot of nutrients and stuff that your body needs that you can't really fully get from, you know, taking pills as an alternative, because a lot of people do like to take vitamin D or vitamin A pills or vitamins make up for eating certain things, which can be good, but at the same time, it's not the best thing to do. If you do plan on losing weight, fruits, they tend to have a lot of sugar and stuff like that, so if you eat too many fruits, it can cause weight gain, and it's not bad, but if you don't really want to gain weight, that's not the best thing to do. But if you are trying to gain weight, that would be the best way to gain that weight, is with eating a lot of fruits, because it's natural sugars and not processed. Also, feeding children, it's best to feed them correctly once they're young, so that way when they get older, it will be easier to keep them eating healthy. So, and since everything you eat, your child will see you eating, and, you know, they're going to most likely want to eat it too. So if you're eating bad, your child will want to eat bad. If you're eating good, your child will want to eat good. There is possible ways to hide vegetables or fruits in the meals that you make for your child, so it is possible to make them healthy without them knowing it, if they, you know, are a little stubborn or anything. But yeah, whatever your child eats is most likely what you eat, so best to be careful what you put in front of your child. Also, you know, just drinking a lot of water. What I like to do is put lemon in my water with a little bit of honey, because lemon will eliminate bad things in your body. And it eliminates a lot of the bad in your body, and it also helped me with my acne. And what I do is I just take one water bottle and one whole large lemon, and I'll cut it in half and squeeze it into the water bottle. And throughout the day, that helps with flushing out toxins and stuff like that. The one fruit that I do like to eat is papaya, because it does help with your acne. Also, sometimes a lot of people like to apply it to their face or just, you know, ingest it, but I personally like to ingest it. Oh, and I wanted to talk about going to the gym and stuff like that. With me, I haven't gone to the gym myself, but I do believe that it's best to go to the gym whether you're skinny or you have the weight that you want to be. Best to still go to the gym, because working out does help your body stay healthy. It, you know, can get rid of unwanted calories, or just keeping your body strong and healthy, just in case, you know, it's just natural. So whether you want to gain weight with lifting weights or, you know, just doing cardio, even doing cardio can help you lose weight. So it's not the best thing to do when you're trying to gain weight, because it reduces fat on your entire body. So the best thing to do when you want to gain weight is lift weights, do squats, and lunges and stuff like that. But if you're trying to gain weight, I wouldn't, you know, try to say do cardio and run on the treadmill and stuff like that. But
Yeah. Oh, also, one thing that I had tried was drinking charcoal water. Charcoal, it pulls toxins from the inside of your body because it acts as a magnet. So they sell charcoal tablets, like, at Walgreens, Walmart, stuff like that. And you can open the tablet and pour the powder into the water. The water will usually turn completely black, but don't be scared. It's just, you know, charcoal in your water. And it's pretty good to drink that. It doesn't really taste like anything. It just kind of tastes like tasty sometimes. But it is great to use if you want to pull toxins from your body and stuff like that. But try not to drink too much of it in one day because, you know, pulling too much out of your body can start to pull the wrong things from your body. Also, keeping healthy will help with your hair and your appearance and stuff like that because of what you eat. For instance, eating a lot of protein will help your hair grow if that's what you want as a woman. I know a lot of women do want that. So eating a lot of peanuts, meat, fish, stuff like that will help with hair growth and nail growth and keeping, you know, just your entire body strong. So, yeah, what I like to do is cut up some vegetables such as cucumber, different lettuce, spinach, and stuff like that. Put it in one bowl. I'll grill some fish and put a little bit of lemon on it because fish naturally has, well, certain fish naturally has pretty good taste. So I don't really need to put any seasoning, but sometimes I will. But if I'm trying to, like, if I'm trying to watch my blood pressure, I won't put too much seasoning. I'll just usually use a lemon, but I'll eat some fish with some vegetables if I feel like my hair is getting kind of weak or my nails, just to boost my protein. And they also do sell protein shakes or powders that you can use every day, which that helps a lot, but like me, I just like to do things kind of naturally with what I ingest. So, yeah. But I guess that's it that I will be talking about with health. Like I said, I don't really know a lot, but I do know a little bit, just basic knowledge about health and what I prefer to do. And what I prefer to eat and stuff like that. So I guess that's it.